Of Mice and Men, IGCSE English Literature Study Guide Podcast, Cambridge International, IGCSE. Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've joined me for this revision session on one of the most powerful and heartbreaking novellas in the IGCSE English Literature syllabus, John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this podcast is going to walk you through the key themes, characters, and writer's methods you need to know. And crucially, I'll be giving you the exam tips and techniques that will help you pick up every available mark. So get comfortable, maybe grab a pen and paper for notes, and let's dive in. Let's start with context, because understanding the world Steinbeck was writing about is absolutely essential for your Cambridge IGCSE exam. Of Mice and Men was published in 1937, right in the middle of the Great Depression. This was a period of catastrophic economic collapse in America. Unemployment was rampant, banks had failed, and millions of ordinary working people had lost everything. Steinbeck himself traveled with migrant workers in California, and that firsthand experience gives the novella its raw, authentic feel. The title itself comes from a poem by Robert Burns, To a Mouse, which contains the line, "The best laid schemes of mice and men gang aft agley," meaning, even the best plans often go wrong. That's your first exam-ready context point right there. Steinbeck is telling us from the very title that failure is inevitable. This is a novella about crushed dreams. Now let's talk themes. And the big one is the American dream. The American dream was the belief that in America, anyone, regardless of background, could work hard and achieve success, independence, and happiness. But Steinbeck's novella is a devastating critique of that idea. For George, Lenny, Candy, and Crooks, the dream of owning their own small farm, a little place, as they call it, is always just out of reach. The dream gives them hope, but Steinbeck makes clear that, for the marginalized and the poor, it is fundamentally unattainable. The key quote here is George's repeated description. "We gonna have a little house and a couple of acres and a cow and some pigs." Notice how Steinbeck uses simple, repetitive language. This isn't grand or eloquent. It's a modest dream. And yet even this is denied to them. The repetition also suggests it's almost like a ritual, a comfort blanket rather than a real plan. Now, loneliness and isolation. This is perhaps the most pervasive theme in the entire novella. Steinbeck shows us a world where human connection is fragile and rare. George himself says, "Guys like us that work on ranches are the loneliest guys in the world. They got no family. They don't belong no place." Every single character in this novella is lonely in some way. Crooks is isolated by race. He's forced to sleep in the harness room, separate from the white workers. Curly's wife is isolated by gender. She's the only woman on the ranch, trapped in a loveless marriage and dismissed as a tart by the men. Candy is isolated by age and disability. Even Curly is isolated by his position of power. Steinbeck seems to be saying that loneliness is not just a personal feeling. It's a structural condition created by a society built on inequality and prejudice. Let's talk about the friendship between George and Lenny, because this is central to everything. The relationship is deeply complex. George is small, sharp, and practical. Lenny is enormous, childlike, and innocent. George often complains about Lenny, "If I was alone, I could live so easy." But he never leaves. Why? Because their friendship gives both of them something rare in this world. A sense of belonging and purpose. Steinbeck uses their relationship to show that human connection, however imperfect, is what makes life bearable, and that's what makes the ending so devastating. When George shoots Lenny, he does it out of love, to spare him from a worse death at the hands of Curly. It's a mercy killing, but it also destroys the dream entirely. Now let's look at Steinbeck's methods, because this is where your marks for writer's methods come from. Steinbeck uses foreshadowing masterfully throughout the novella. Candy's old dog is shot by Carlson because it is old and useless, a direct foreshadowing of Lenny's death. The dead puppy that Lenny accidentally kills foreshadows Curly's wife's death. Even the opening and closing settings, the peaceful riverbank, create a circular structure that suggests inevitability. The world returns to what it was before George and Lenny arrived, as if they never existed. Steinbeck also uses symbolism powerfully. The rabbits represent Lenny's innocence and the dream itself, soft, gentle, and ultimately fragile. The mice that Lenny keeps killing represent his inability to control his own strength. The light in the bunkhouse and the darkness outside symbolize the contrast between the false warmth of community and the cold reality of isolation. Right, let's get into exam technique. This is where many candidates lose marks they could easily have gained. The most common mistake I see is what examiners call feature spotting. A candidate writes, Steinbeck uses a metaphor here, full stop, that earns you nothing, you must always explain the effect. Why did Steinbeck choose that metaphor? What does it make the reader feel? What does it tell us about the character or theme? The formula to remember is, identify the technique, quote it precisely, analyze the effect, and link to context or the wider text. Second big mistake, treating context as a separate paragraph. Examiners want to see context woven into your analysis, not bolted on at the end. Don't write a paragraph about the Great Depression and then start a new paragraph about the text. Instead, write something like, Steinbeck's portrayal of Crooks reflects the institutionalized racism of 1930s America, where segregation was legally enforced in many states, a context that makes Crooks's resigned acceptance of his isolation all the more devastating. Third mistake, retelling the plot. If you find yourself writing, then this happened, then that happened, stop. Every sentence should be analytical. Ask yourself, what is Steinbeck doing here and why? For Cambridge, IGCSE specifically, you'll be assessed on your personal response and use of textual evidence, your analysis of writer's methods, and your use of context. Make sure every paragraph addresses all three. Time for a quick-fire quiz. Cover your notes and see how you do. Question 1. What is the title of the Robert Burns poem that inspired the novella's title? To a Mouse. Question 2. What does Lenny always want to tend on the Dream Farm? Rabbits. Question 3. Which character is forced to sleep in the harness room separated from the other workers? Crooks. Question 4. What literary technique is used when Candy's dog is shot, foreshadowing Lenny's death? Foreshadowing or structural parallelism? Question 5. Complete this quote. Guys like us that work on ranches are the loneliest guys in the world. They got no family, they don't belong no place. Who says this? George. How did you do? If you stumbled on any of those, add them to your revision flashcards tonight. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. Of Mice and Men is a novella about the impossibility of the American dream for the marginalized and dispossessed. Its central themes, loneliness, friendship, power, and fate, are all interconnected. Steinbeck uses foreshadowing, symbolism, cyclical structure, and carefully crafted dialogue to create a world that feels both specific to 1930s California and universally human. In your exam, remember, analyze methods, integrate context, embed your quotations, and always answer the specific question you've been asked. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those essay plans, and good luck in your exam. I'll see you in the next session.